Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 16th, 2008. Late Monday night, an undercover force of the Israeli army assassinated the leader of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, in the northern part of the West Bank after the forces surrounded an internet coffee shop in the Al-Yamun town, west of Jenin. This story and more coming up. Stay tuned. The fighter was identified as Jihad Amin Nawada, age 21. Palestinian security sources reported that the soldiers surrounded the building and ordered Nawada to surrender, but he refused. Soldiers then opened fire and killed him. His body was moved to the governmental hospital in Jenin. In Israel, the Regional Committee for Unrecognized Villages in the Negev reported on Monday that Israeli authorities displaced the population of an unrecognized Arab village in the Negev inside Israel, rendering dozens of families homeless. The committee stated that the army attacked the village during early morning hours and demolished dozens of homes belonging to the Al-Zarqan and Abu Hadwiya families. Several dozen families were left in the cold, as authorities sent part of their belongings to a recognized village and dumped the rest near the area. Hussein al-Rafaya, head of the regional council, an Arab member of the Knesset, Talab al-Sain, tried to intervene and attempted to delay the demolition until the families could find another place to live, but to no avail. The committee slammed the attack and said that the families are now homeless without any alternative, while the Israeli government ignored their human rights. Also on Monday, the Jerusalem District Court indicted an Israeli settler on charges of kidnapping and assaulting a Palestinian child in the West Bank, according to Israeli media. According to Israeli newspaper Haaretz, the settler, Tzvi Struck, a resident of the illegal West Bank settlement of Shiloh, beat a Palestinian child until the child lost consciousness. Struck then tied him up and forcibly removed his clothing. When the child regained consciousness, he was forced to hitchhike home naked in humiliation. Struck is the son of Hebron Settlement spokesperson Orit Struck. Prosecutors in the case disclosed that he and another unidentified settler were driving an all-terrain vehicle, armed with guns and ammunition, when they approached three Palestinian children somewhere between the village of Kfar Kusra and Esh Kodesh outpost. On Tuesday morning, Palestinian security sources reported that scores of Israeli soldiers broke into various cities inside the West Bank, rounding up 22 residents. The sources identified the invaded areas as Deir Abu Mashal village, an outskirt of Ramallah, Al-War refugee camp of Hebron, Bet Omar of Hebron, as well as other regions. The sources added that those detained were transferred to Israeli interrogation centers nearby. On the political stage, Palestinian Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Yasser Abed Rabo, expects Palestinian presidential and parliamentary elections to be held by mid-2009. Abed Rabo was responding to calls by leaders of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza that the Palestinian constitution should decide whether Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah will remain or quit office after January 9, 2009. The PLO official confirmed that the Palestinian National Council will convene early next month to institute a series of measures prior to holding the elections. Controversy between Hamas and Fatah over elections come in the backdrop of a failed national unity dialogue. President Abbas outlawed Hamas in June of 2007 after the party took over Gaza amidst factional fighting with his Fatah party. In January of 2006, Hamas reached power through democratic elections, ending a long-standing PLO hegemony over Palestinian politics. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Justin Terrio and Hussam Kassis.